Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
How many lessons of faith and beauty we should lose if there was no winter in our year. Thomas Wentworth Higginson. What's up and welcome back to another Coffee Talk podcast / just episode. Today we're going to be talking about nine different tips that I have when it comes to staying happy, inspired, motivated, and just all together like well during the winter time. Because I feel like winter wellness is one of those things that I feel like we've talked about it before, but to bring it down to just like nine easy implementable steps and tips that you can actually use in your day-to-day life, I feel like it's just like a topic that we're gonna dive into more today. And it's important because when winter comes around, depending on where you live, but when winter comes around, at least for me up here in Canada, that means that there's way less sun, that the night comes earlier, the night goes longer into the morning. So when you wake up and it's still dark out and you're like, don't want to get out of bed, that feeling, it's a very common thing in the winter time. And so I feel like it can be easier to kind of fall into slumps during winter. It can be easier to kind of lose your motivation, to lose that spark, that vibrancy, that excitedness to just like go outside when it's freezing cold and it's dark and it's cloudy. But I also feel like there's always pros and cons, you know what I mean? We can't have summer without winter. We can't have light without dark. We can't have good without bad. And I'm not saying that winter is bad. I just think that depending on how we use winter, we can make it great. So this is also all advice coming from a Pisces, which pretty much means that as soon as winter comes around, I pretty much take it as just like a full like jump into any excuse to go into hermit mode. And so winter is definitely, I want to say like an inspired hermit mode. It's the time to kind of shut your doors a little bit, shut your, what are those called on the outsides of a window? I can't believe I'm blanking on this word. Shutters, to shut your shutters and close yourself in and kind of do some soul work and do some, you know, I guess like spending time with family, just a lot of like less expansion, more internal growth. I guess that's what I'm trying to get at here. But basically, long story short, these are the nine tips, tricks, and all of that good stuff that I like to use to keep myself happy, motivated, and inspired during the cold winter months that have just kicked off. So the first tip I have in terms of kind of making the most of winter is to kind of accept it for what it is. I feel like this is a good life metaphor in general. If you want to make the best out of anything, you kind of have to stop wishing it to be something else. So winter just is what it is. Depending on where you live, that might mean something totally different for where you're at. But no matter what, it could mean that you're back in school. It could mean, you know, just the less daytime hours, whatever it is. But for me, I feel like accepting that winter is, it's going to be cold. It's gonna be snowy. I've had 20, this will be my 25th or 26th. I don't know, because I was born in winter, so I don't know if that counts, but it'll be my 25th/26th winter. I can't act surprised anymore when I go outside and my nostrils freeze, you know? So I feel like in terms of kind of accepting winter for what it is gonna be cold, it is gonna be dark, it is gonna be just like a longer season than summer ever feels like. But at the same time, in accepting that, I feel like we can also use those things as positive traits. So yes, I accept that it's gonna be darker longer, but that doesn't mean that I don't have to kind of use that to my advantage. That means putting more cozy lights in my apartment. That means striking candles earlier in the night. That means waking up a little bit later in the day if you can. And just like little tiny things like that that you can basically move, switch, and change and kind of embrace in terms of what winter does give us rather than what it doesn't. Like, yes, it's not gonna be warm when we go outside, but at the same time, how cool and like cozy is it to layer up with like layers and cute hats and toques and mitts and to, you know, maybe watch the snow from the inside and like literally just witness the town be covered in a blanket of snow. There's little tiny ways that we can accept the beauty of winter rather than looking at it as kind of like something that it isn't giving us, you know? I feel like the biggest thing that I find I get out of winter in particular is that I definitely find it's the perfect time to kind of work on cozying up my atmosphere. So even just yesterday, I did like a super big gist day where I cleared out all of my fall stuff. I took down all my pumpkins. It was a little upsetting, I'm not gonna lie. But I also felt super inspired because afterwards I was putting out all new winter stuff. I was, like I said, I've hung a bunch new like cozy lights in my house. I got a few new candles and even got like a new mug. And those tiny little things just made me so excited and like inspired by the fact that it was colder outside and inspired by the fact that it's winter, because it was making it so that, like, I don't know, just in accepting that it was winter, when it started getting dark at like 5 and I flicked on all the new lights that I had hung up in my house, I was like, yes, this is a mood. So there's definitely a way, I think, to kind of embrace the crappier things about winter and make them great things, especially in terms of like just making it more cozy, because automatically winter is the coziest season. You can't beat the coziness when it's like negative 25 degrees outside, you know? You just bundle up, flick on some candles and some string lights and make it a mood. Which leads me to tip number 2, which is doing exactly that. It's nesting. Do your winter nesting. Okay, so when I think of winter, I think of like hibernation. I think about squirrels collecting all their nuts. I think about bears going into their caves. And then I think about us, you know, the Coz Crew, just doing what we do best, which is getting freaking cozy. So yes, there's string lights and candles. Those are, I want to say, like the easiest and probably like least expensive way to make a cozier atmosphere in your house, at least in my experience. That's kind of been how I've seen it. But at the same time, I feel like I said yesterday, I did a huge, huge gist. I cleared out my refrigerator. I cleared out my freezer. I cleaned out my cupboards. I basically just took stock of what I had, kind of like a squirrel takes stock of their nuts, right? So I feel like I just kind of went through everything. I cleaned out my closet, which was huge. I donated like 3 bags of clothing and just went through all the things I own and actually asked myself, like, what do I need? What do I want to stay? What do I already have? And then thus, especially going into the Christmas season, I think that that's huge because one, it's going to break down a lot of the excess that we all tend to kind of carry around and ask for when we don't really need. Like, you wouldn't believe the amount of things I found yesterday that I didn't even know that I had. I'm talking books, I'm talking journals, pens, like little tiny things in my closets and stuff, little outfits and things like that that I totally forgot I had and wouldn't have like never really thought about it or found it again if I didn't do like a good deep clean and like a good house prep for the winter. Especially after Christmas, I find that, you know, Christmas gifts and all of that, you kind of tend to store a lot of stuff away during the winter time, right? And then that's kind of why we do spring cleaning. But I feel like it's good to kind of do that 2 times a year. So at the end of fall, doing like a big winter cleaning as you go into the winter season is gonna make you feel a little less heavy, I wanna say, going into this season, because it's lightening up the load, but it's also creating a better atmosphere, creating a better vibe. Like, I can't explain to you how cozy I felt yesterday after just doing the biggest deep clean. It took me like 6 hours to do it, but it was so worth it because even
so my cupboards now, when I opened up my fridge this morning to eat my breakfast, I was like, yes, this is beautiful. Like everything is so organized. I added a couple extra blankets to my couch. I added just like layers. You can layer everywhere. You can take stock of what you have. You can donate or get rid of. Just do like a big winter, I want to call it like a winter soul purge. I feel like I just went through all of my stuff, got rid of the things I didn't need, took stock of the things that I already had, and just like at the end of it felt very, I guess, humbled by just one, obviously, how much stuff that we actually do have. Like, we are so blessed to be living in a time where winter is not something that we have to worry about, like having a roof over our heads or having food on our plates and like warm things to keep us warm, you know? And so it definitely is humbling to kind of go through your things and realize how much stuff we really do have. But then at the same time too, it was also super cozy because it was just like a day with myself that I got to just prep for the winter time. And now I feel lighter going into the new season, you know?
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
So tip number three is to break out a new fitness and health regimen, which might sound a little weird come winter because most people tend to do this spring going into summer, working on your summer body. But I like to do this in the wintertime because I feel like with the shift in seasons, I'm normally someone that likes to work out outside. I also am somebody that eats a lot of like fruits and vegetables. So in the summertime, I'm thriving. Like I feel like I don't really have to have a serious workout routine just because I'm naturally more active and I'm naturally eating like, you know, fruits and vegetables that are in season. In the winter though, you get to get creative. And that's what I kind of like about my fitness routine in the winter. I actually find it easier to stick to my fitness routine in the wintertime than in the summertime because, well, like I said, in summer, you're naturally more active. You're usually walking more places. You're outside more. You're just doing more things. Whereas in the winter, it's kind of like a cozier season. It's a hibernation season. So having that like hour that I've chunked out during the week to know that I'm going to just like give it my all, like I'm going to go sweat my freaking, I wanted to say my balls off, but I feel like that's a little inappropriate. You know what I'm gonna say? I'm gonna sweat my balls off for an hour, and then I get to hibernate the whole rest of the day. And I really like, there's something about that that I like. It's not necessarily the extremity of it, but I think it's just the matter of, in the summer, I'm like an equal amount active throughout the day. In the winter, I feel like I'm like super active for an hour, and then I spend the rest of the day just being as freaking cozy as I wanna be, and I love that. Like, that whole change in my fitness regimen is so, I just love that. And so definitely I find switching up my workouts, switching up like running on the treadmill, but finding ways to make it more fun, like doing interval training on the treadmill instead of just running like a straight five, because I feel like when you just run a straight 5K on a treadmill, it gets boring. That's why I prefer to run outside, but it's too damn cold. And also too, I tend to get really into my strength training in the winter. So again, I love just switching up my workouts and finding ways to kind of make it work for the new season. You can also join classes. You can join a yoga class. You can do at-home workouts. There's like so many things that you can do on your computer now. I just find that because winter is such a hibernation season, it's important for me to like get out and go somewhere to work out, because it just helps clear up my headspace and it also keeps me focused while I'm there. But there's so many different ways. Like, everybody's gonna be completely different. It's just a matter of kind of shifting it to keep it fresh for you. And then not only that, like I said, with food and like diet, I definitely would say that like winter is probably my favorite solely because of like soups, stews, and noodle soups. Like, if I could live off of anything, it would probably be rice noodles. Every meal would just include rice noodles. Like, I would have pho, I would have pad thai, I would just eat noodle soup all day long. And in the winter, I get to do that. So I feel like when you can find creative ways to make the way that you eat and the way that you move work for you in the winter and make it feel cozy, even though you're being healthy, I don't know if it's just because I'm born in February or what that is about, but I love that. Like, I prefer that over summer, which is odd. They're just different, but it's just cozier. And anything that's cozier is a favorite in my book. Not to mention, I find winter is so much easier to actually get healthier despite what people say, because in the summer you're like going on patios, you know, you're having drinks all the time, you're getting food all the time, and then in the winter, like, patio season's over. So I feel like it's just so much easier for me to kind of stick to my regimen during the week, and then on the weekends, like, do whatever I want. But I still, like, I feel like I don't consume as much alcohol or fast food in the wintertime solely because I'm not out and about doing as many things. Which leads me to my fourth tip, which is exercising in general. Now, this is one of those things that, yes, obviously, like, switching up your routine is going to keep you happier in the wintertime, but in general, even if you don't have a fitness routine, I'm talking like watch your YouTube videos while you're walking on a treadmill or walking your dog outside, or even, okay, let's say you do love the snow, let's say you do love the cold, like, make it so that you're constantly doing something that's like a winter activity, like skating or, I don't know, snowboard, ski. I think that just keeping your body active, keeping your body moving is so important no matter what time of the year, but specifically in winter because we tend to do that less so. So like I said, during winter, it's like, it's the cozy season, it's the hibernation season. None of us want to do anything. None of us want to leave our couches or our blankets or our Netflix, right? Right. So I feel like when we don't move and when we kind of get into those slumps where it becomes a couple days in a row that we haven't done anything to kind of really get our heart rate up, we start to feel really gloomy and like glum. At least that's been my experience. And like, throw on top the fact that it's darker and there's way less sunshine, there's way more clouds, and it's cold. I feel like that is just like a formula for feeling kind of crummy for a long extended period of time. And it can be as simple as literally just getting your heart rate up. Now, I'm going to be like, okay, this isn't necessarily a cringy thing to admit, but it's just like a tip that I feel like I use actively in my life, and I feel like it's one that could be of much more use to other people if they just like, okay, I'm just gonna say it. So basically, you don't even need to leave your house. If you really wanna get your heart rate up, and let's say you don't have a gym membership, you don't feel like you really love going to the gym or like that you love classes, and it's obviously cold outside, so you're just kind of like, well, shucks, I guess I'm not gonna do anything active for the winter time. There are so many ways to get creative, including just dancing around your house. Now, I know that that sounds kind of trivial, but I'm talking like go freaking hard. Nobody can see you. You're in the privacy of your own room or your own house. And I live alone and I will do this with my headphones on. So I have like the music in my, like in my head, it's in my existence. And whenever I'm just feeling like a little crummy, a little down, especially if I'm like transitioning between work and like relaxing or anything like that, that just makes me feel like, oh, I'm kind of feeling a little crappy right now. I will put on my headphones. I will put on my, like, my favorite dancing music and shut all the blinds in my house and literally just dance. Like, I will clean, I can do dishes, I can do laundry, but I don't stop dancing the whole time I'm doing it. And it doesn't feel like you're working out. It doesn't feel like you're exercising, but I'm telling you, the combination between listening to uplifting music that makes you happy, which you can also do, like if you're feeling moody, you can also do like your own contemporary. Nobody can see you. Nobody knows what it looks like. Nobody knows what you're doing, okay? So like, yes, I pirouette around my house. Am I pirouetting right? Probably not, but I'm enjoying it and I'm moving and the song has got me feeling some type of way. And that's just kind of like one super easy way that even if you don't do a workout or exercise routine at all this winter, it's just a matter of keeping your body moving. Because, okay, so the combination between good music and dancing around your house, even if you did that for 15 minutes, that is going to send so many endorphins to your brain. It's all the chemistry behind it. It's not a matter of feeling like you have to move. It's a matter of wanting to move. And I think that when we tell ourselves we have to do things, like we have to exercise in the winter, it's kind of defeating the purpose, because the whole reason that, at least I think most of us should exercise during the winter, is to be happier, to keep our blood flowing, to keep the circulation going, but mostly to keep our body chemistry in balance, like in equilibrium. And the only way to do that is, I think, to do something out of the pure love and joy out of it. So if you don't love going to the gym, if you don't love any kind of exercise during the winter, then just literally listen to your favorite music and move your body. And if you're not a dancer, then stretch. Like, it's, that's exactly how I got into yoga. It was just a matter of putting on my favorite songs and just moving my body in the way that felt right. And when I was listening to, well, like I said, I'm a Pisces, so I listen to a lot of like melancholy music. So I like to listen to sadder songs and slower songs. And so that's kind of what got me initially to open the door to yoga, because my body was moving slower, which meant it felt more like flow. It felt more like stretching. And then when I put on my upbeat songs, it's like I'm twerking in the kitchen and nobody knows except for me, my heart rate, and all the serotonin that's being pumped into my brain. Tip number 5 is to get sunshine, even if it's only for 15 minutes a day. Now, this might not be something that we can all do, but hear me out. So I live in Canada and the sun does come out, don't get me wrong, but in the wintertime, I feel like it comes out like maybe like 3 days a week, if that, if we're lucky. And so during those 3 days, you best believe that I'll be sitting in every sunny corner of my house, that I will be soaking up as much of that natural sun as I can, or going outside with Bentley and just like just absorbing as much of that vitamin D as I possibly can, because I know I'm not getting it as much as I usually do in the summer. And I know that that affects my mood like substantially. But last year, one of the investments that I actually made, and I just got it off of Amazon, it was around like, I ended up getting one of the more expensive ones too, so don't let this scare you. It was like $140, but there was cheaper ones on there, and I got a sun lamp, and this was like a huge pillar for me last year. I remember every morning it was like a routine of mine that while I did my yoga and my meditation, I would sit with the sun lamp on my face for like 10-15 minutes before I started my day. And not only did it make me feel like I woke up like easier and faster and I had a lot more energy, but I definitely noticed like a big, I want to say my mood just like stabilized more last winter. I didn't feel so rocky. I didn't feel so down in the slumps and then back up feeling great again. I find that just using things like a sun lamp or getting outside and getting a little bit of sunshine, I don't know the science behind it, but I want to assume that the amount that sunlight actually plays a role in who we are as humans, like if you think about it, like everything runs from the sun. We wouldn't exist without the sun. So to try and go a whole season without barely getting any sunlight, you're probably gonna feel pretty crappy. Like, it makes sense, right? So even just that 15 minutes of like, whether it's a sun lamp because you can't get natural sun, or even just like 5 minutes of actual real sun outside in the cold, and just like absorb as much of it as you can before you freeze your butt off and then go back inside, it will make a big difference. It's the sun. I don't know how else to explain it, guys. It's just like, it's a beacon of freaking light. It makes you feel happy. It makes you feel warm, and or maybe not fully warm, but warmer than you did before you stepped in the sun. It's just, we gotta get more sun. And that's like one of those things that I know is hard to do in the winter, but it's one of those things that we can easily sidestep now with things like sun lamps. And I can definitely say from my own experience that they make a big difference. Not to mention that getting some sunlight is super good for keeping your immune system like in full tact. These are all tips too, like the exercise, the eating healthy foods, and getting some sunshine. This is also gonna help you beat getting sick in the winter, because there's nothing worse than feeling kind of like ugh in the winter than throwing a flu or like just any kind of cold on top of that. So also too, just getting that vitamin D, getting that sunshine, it's gonna boost your immune system, boost your energy, and just boost your overall mood. So my sixth tip is to read something inspiring. There's no better time to get some reading done than in the winter time, because we've already said this about a million times, but it's hibernation season. And so we're spending more time indoors. We spend our weekends, maybe our Sundays, like a little bit more chill. And so I feel like to know that you have extra time, if you don't already read, just reading in general, not only is it going to take up some more of your psychic energy that you're not using as much as you might in the summertime, it's just gonna give you like something to focus on. It's an easy goal. It's an easy way to kind of fall into like the flow, you know, where you're not thinking about a million things because you have too much time to think. It just gets you, it puts you somewhere else, and it's better than watching TV, and it's more, I don't know, it's just more, it's more enjoyable, at least in my opinion. But also too, I find that in general, just because it is winter, to read more inspiring books during the winter, I feel like that actually makes such a difference in my motivation and my inspiration. And also too, like we're about to lead into a brand new year, not only a new year, but a new freaking decade. So you best believe I'm trying to like absorb as much inspiration and motivation and like energy as I can. So we have more time in the winter time, at least most of us tend to, because we're not spending as much time outdoors, or in general, like it gets dark so much earlier now. So it might feel like it's bedtime, but it's not bedtime yet. That keeps happening to me. It keeps on being like 7 o'clock and I think it's like 10 o'clock and I'm like, oh, I still have 3 more hours to kill. So read, like pop open a book, find, there are so many books out there now too, that it's like, you can't not find something you're into. There's a book on every single topic you can think of. And even if you're not a heavy reader, get some poetry, like just get inspired by something that you can physically read in the wintertime that's going to keep you infused with just like that inspiration and that motivation. So tip number 7 is to stay socially active, but offline. So obviously, again, we have more time in the winter to kind of be sitting around scrolling on our phones. And I don't know about you guys, but having like a healthy limit to that is super important to me, or at least I'm definitely finding that out this year, because it can get really, I don't know, you can kind of fall down just like the wormhole of social media. And it's not meant to make you feel crappy, but it just kind of does. And so it's super easy to kind of, I think, cut off making plans, like actual physical plans with people, when it's so easy to stay connected on our phones. Like, ooh, I just liked my best friend's photo and then like sent her a DM of like a funny meme and then like, you know, texted her something, so we don't need to hang out. It's like, no, literally just make plans to hang out, even if you're just gonna sit on each other's couches. This is something that growing up, my best friend Christine, this is something we got really good at. Like every winter, she pretty much just lived at my house. Like it was an ongoing joke that she had like an indent in my couch and in my bed, and like my family just knew she would be coming to my house because we would just hang out, even if we just hung out to watch Dr. Phil and take a nap. Like just being in the company of other people, I think is huge, to be social even without needing to be technically like going out or doing anything. And I think that that is such a test to one, your relationship with people, that if you can hang out with somebody and just chill on a couch and like take a nap and just like read in the same room as someone else, that that means, I don't know, I feel like for starters, I think that that says a lot about your level of like comfort around somebody. But also I think that that does so much more for us than we can even like begin to comprehend than if we were to do all of those things alone. So staying social and staying socially active in the winter isn't as easy, because yes, it's cold. Yes, you wanna hibernate. Yes, you wanna do some soul work. Like, trust me when I say, if I could, I would just like lock myself away for 2 months and do like the biggest soul work grind ever. But I also know that that would be counterproductive, because if I want to work on my soul, I need to give my soul the balance of all the things it needs, including communication and like just being with other people, community. And I think that when we make plans with people face to face, go out for coffee, go out for hot chocolate, go skating, or if you don't even want to do those things, like I said, just make plans with somebody to have your Sunday together while you sit on the couch and read or watch Netflix. Like, no matter what it is, just staying socially active but off of your phone is going to be huge, I think, for keeping all of us just happier, healthier, and more well throughout the whole season. Plus, not only that, come spring and summer, you're gonna have so many good connections and good relationships that you're going to be able to ball out and do all the crazy things you want when the weather gets a little nicer, you know? So tip number 8 is another one that I tend to have a lot of fun with every winter, and it's to basically like get inspired, get re-inspired by like your beauty and your skincare routine and like your shower routine and your gist routine and all of those little things. So I feel like every winter that comes around, I am somebody that like, I call myself a flake, not in the sense of like I'm a flake that I like blow off plans. I call myself a flake because I feel like I am a dehydrated flake all winter. I think my lips, my like skin, my hair, like everything about me just gets like zaps all the moisture out of the air, and I can't seem to stay moisturized enough. And so every winter I always kind of play around with like, okay, this is what worked for me last year, this is what didn't, this is what I'm trying this year, this is what I'm not. Like I've mentioned, I actually recently made a video where I was talking about my shower routine, and my shower routine is something that I've really sharpened, because every Sunday and every Wednesday that I do my shower routine, it's like enjoyable to me now, because I found a routine that makes me feel like, well, not only like I'm pampering myself, but I also feel like I don't turn into a flake anymore. Like dry brushing has been super huge for, it's not only super huge for getting like your circulation going and for like cleansing and detoxing, but it's also really good for exfoliating and getting rid of like the excess like dead skin cells on your skin and on your body. And so that has been huge. I think that also just playing around with different moisturizers, I've been getting into different hair serums and just like playing around with my beauty and skincare regimen. And that is something that in the summer and the spring, I definitely think that I take as much care. I just don't think about it as much. I don't want to think about it as much. I just kind of want to like slap my face on and head out the door. But in the winter time, when I have more time to really sit and like think about it, but not only that, when the weather conditions kind of call for me to sit and think about it because my lips are cracking, it can either be like disheartening or inspiring. And there's so many winters that I just kind of felt like, ugh, like I'm just going to look like crap until summertime. Like, no, screw that. Live your best life all winter. And so I feel like when you kind of make it fun instead, like I use every Sunday, for instance, to do my full shower routine, but like pamper routine. Like I literally treat myself like I'm at the spa, even though I'm in my own bathroom. But doing that, it feels so cozy and so comfortable, and I feel so taken care of. I feel so pampered, and I'm doing it for myself, but it's also lifting my mood. It's making me feel better. It's making me, not only that, it's probably good for my body and good for like anti-aging later on in life, but in general too, I just feel better. I feel better in my skin, I feel better in my body, and I feel better just about how I'm taking care of myself. Plus it becomes like a fun routine, like throwing on some music, lighting up some candles, and just going through the full shower routine and regimen and my full skincare, my face masks and all of that, and just making that like a mood for the winter time. Because then again, come spring, summer, you're gonna be popping out on the scene with like beautiful skin that you've taken care of all winter long. Tip number 9, my last and final tip for staying happy, inspired, and motivated, and just making the most of the winter time, is to find a new winter or hobby to get into. And like I said, like we live in such a cool time on earth because there's so much at our fingertips. The fact that you are watching or listening to this online tells me that you have the full potential to find any kind of hobby that you could get into. Now there's so many different ways you can do that. You can do things like Skillshare classes, you can do things like reading books, like going back to the book thing, if you find a hobby you really want to get into, like find books about that hobby. You can get into things online, like if you wanted to get into yoga, there's so many yoga for beginner videos on like YouTube and things like that. But any kind of hobby that's just going to absorb a lot of that winter time. And when I think back to the last few winters, for instance, winter 2017 going into 2018, that was the big winter that I got into like yoga and meditation. And the winter before that, I got really into into writing. And like winter is always when I find I pick up hobbies and I pick up these skill sets that I sharpen them during spring, summer, and fall, but I pick them up in the winter because I have time, I have space, and I know that I get restless if I don't use my brain in some kind of way. And so when you have like a little spark or a little inspiration, maybe there was something from the summer of this year that you were like, oh, I wish I had more time to do that. Or, oh, I wish I could have thought about doing more of this or looked into doing more of that. This is the perfect time to do it, especially over like the Christmas holiday break going into the new year, because then you can start the year with a new goal, right? And so there's so many different hobbies. There's so many different things. You can research a wide range of things, or you probably already know some of the things that you're watching other people do or that you've been inspired by before that you've just never given yourself the time to do. Well, why not make winter the time to do it? Because it's going to make your winter more enjoyable. It's also going to make you look back on this winter and be like, God, that was the year that I started doing this, and it just like changed my life. And also too, it's going to become kind of like your friend or your companion during the winter. I think that one of the most destructive things for all of us, all human beings, is a brain without a task. It's like if just time that is being spent without anything to really do. And so when I think that our brains don't really know what to do, it's gonna start looking for problems. It's gonna start looking to kind of not self-destruct, like that's a little, I feel like that's a negative outlook to back, but I just feel like when we don't naturally and wholesomely give ourselves what we need, our brains will start telling us that we need to do different things. Like we need to scroll on our phones for a really long time because we don't know what else to do with our time right now. Or we need to, you know, waste away the winter just having a Netflix binge because I don't know, I never really planned to do anything else. Or we just need to spend the winter being a flake because I never thought about trying to make, you know, like a spa day once a week. And so I feel like when you just kind of sit back and you're just like, ugh, whatever, winter sucks, I'm just gonna let it suck, then that's kind of like the self-destruction I'm talking about. I think that there's nothing worse any time of the year or any season than kind of just being like, whatever, and then letting life kind of just happen to you, you know? Like, we know that there's four seasons every year. We know winter's coming every year. And so instead of feeling so icky about it and so like, oh, this is the time that I fall into a slump, or just like any kind of narrative that you've given winter before, any year up until now, just ditch it. Drag that into your mental trash can and then empty the trash. And then take this winter and take these 9 tips or these 9 steps or even just a few of them, try implementing them and see if you can actually make winter one of your favorite seasons. I know that that might sound weird, and some of you guys might actually love winter, but this is for those of you that don't. I used to hate winter, like hate winter. When winter would come around, I could just feel like the weight, the grayness, and just how ugh and gloomy I was gonna feel, at least until spring came back around. Like the minute fall would end, I would just be like, are you kidding me? And so each winter that comes around and each year that I get a little older, I've learned to appreciate winter more and more, to the fact that like now I don't know if I have a favorite season. I feel like they're all, I embrace them all and I enjoy them all for different reasons. Everyone has a pro and a con, but I would definitely say that winter is no longer my least favorite. But then I also don't know what would be. Maybe spring, but I also love spring. I don't know, guys. Anyways, there you guys have it. Those are my 9 tips and tricks to stay happy, motivated, and inspired this winter season. Hopefully this gave you guys some ideas of ways to kind of keep your own tank full during the whole winter, you know, because it is a long one. Winter always feels like 6 months of the year, and then the other 6 months of the other 3 seasons. But it's okay, because we got this. We have 9 things to keep us busy now. And if I missed any tips or you guys have any ideas, feel free to drop them down below, tweet them, or Instagram them at me. And aside from that, I will see all of you guys in my next coffee talk. Bye, guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.